What's up? This Bacon is my podcast. I'm Jimmy.
I am Mike.
And we are proud to be part of the Deluxe Edition Network. That is right, The Den.
That's right. Hashtag The Den. We are part of an awesome network with a number of fantastic podcasts, such as History I'd Like to Fuck, mm-hmm. or Hilf Podcast, Barrel Age Chicks, Barrel Age Flicks,
yeah.
Spoil My Movie, Deluxe Edition Podcast. Man, I could go on forever.
You could, but we won't, so you can go
Beard
watch.
Laws.
Go listen, go watch, check them all out now.
In
Deluxe
a pickle.
Deluxe Edition Network.
Right now, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Follow it on social medias, Deluxe Edition Network.
What's your bacon?
Hey. It's me. I'm the problem, it's me.
I don't think you're the problem. You know what the problem is? Nobody knows where to find us online. That's the problem.
Well,
they're
I think there's...
Sometimes I go to YouTube. Sometimes I want to go to Spotify. Sometimes. How do I know where I can find everything bacon?
You know what there is? There's one place that has everything, all-encompassing. It's baconismypodcast.com.
A solution!
Exactly! You ever want to listen to our music?
Yeah.
Or know where to find us on YouTube?
Yeah.
Or on Apple Music?
Yeah.
Spotify?
Yes.
Maybe grab some shirts.
Check
find
out
some
sponsor.
Find some sweet deals mm-hmm. on some sodas from drinkwildbills.com, or maybe some beard product from Mythical Beards.
Maybe you want to pick up a Poddex.
Use the promo code BACON on all of those websites and get 10% off. But if you can't remember that, just go to baconismypodcast.com, hit sponsors. You're right there.
Yeah.
Tells you everything.
Find everything about us, leave us a comment, ask us a question, and always remember to ask yourselves every single day.
What's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Welcome to Discussion and Drinks, where Jimmy and I are going to discuss what's happening in the world of Bacon is my podcast the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little wacky, lots of travel, lots
a lot of
things
stuff going on. A lot of stuff going on, yeah.
But it's all positive.
It is.
It's all good. It's all positive. We're also going to try out some new spicy Starbucks drinks, which I'm very excited about.
The spicy...
It's got seeds in the top. What the hell
is that? Well, that one's the dragon fruit, and that one does have whatever in the top.
Seeds?
It's not seeds. It's whatever dragon fruit is.
It looks like seeds.
Yeah, but it's like fruit.
Those aren't tiny pieces of fruit. Those are seeds.
Those are tiny pieces
in the middle
of
the fruit.
I will tell you exactly what they are.
Okay. We're going to do that. We're going to do a bunch of things. We're going to talk about stuff. We're going to probably have a few laughs. So what do you say? We're going to get this started.
God willing. Intro.
God willing. Ugh, I hate when people say that.
Me too. I hate so many phrases.
Yeah. We just hit the intro.
All right.
Bacon! Bacon is my podcast! Bacon! Bacon! Bacon is my
And here we are for another discussion in drinks.
Indeed.
Big shout out to the BIM squad over at patreon.com/baconismypodcast.
Yes.
For joining us live.
I got to hang out with a few of our BIM squad the other night at a show, at a Rebel Line show. It was good times. Good times had by all.
Yeah, I wanted to go. I found out very last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I was not able to get away and do it, but there'll be another.
Absolutely.
I feel like I need to, I was telling him this. I was telling Jimmy, it's like, man, I haven't gone, like, it's been a long time since I've just gone to a local show just to go.
Yeah.
It's life kind of gets away from you sometimes, and like, it's just very busy, and then the time that you have for downtime, and I think you have this, you know, mm-hmm. I have this, we're always working, so the things that we love, we're still working, and then occasionally when that downtime comes, when that last minute plan pops up, you're just like,
oh, yeah, I have a real easy time falling into the habit of doing nothing. That's a real that's a real problem that I can start having, and it's exactly because of that. Mm-hmm. You know, like I can just, when I shut my brain off finally when it like it takes something for me to go, oh, I gotta reboot right now. Because yeah. I'm in the middle of an off cycle.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, and it's crazy too, because I don't know if you get this or not, but I literally get to the point where I'm sick. Like my mm-hmm. body is just like, you're done. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, and then I'm laid up for like 2 or 3 days. And I hate getting that. And sometimes it's just like, I wish I didn't care so much about the things that I do, like music,
right?
This, like, I put a lot of weight into it. Like, I put all of myself into all of these things that I do, and my normal work, and you know, and when you have a significant other, and when you have kids, and when you have animals that you care for, and
right.
like all of those things, you just put everything into it. And you know, I know a lot of people find solace in learning guitar or in music or anything like that, but us as creatives, we're always, music is also, it's also a job sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the time.
Yeah.
And I wish I can turn that completely off.
It's tough. It's tough to even, you know, even going to a show, while I'm at the show, I find myself a little bit in work mode.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking to Beeries about, you know, like, when's the next time you guys are going to play here? I'm talking to somebody about like maybe doing a show with them in the future. I'm talking,
yeah.
You know, you get into that kind of stuff. But I think it is important, or at least I'm trying really hard to kind of like get back into that, like, those going to a local show wasn't always about networking, right? It was about, it was about going to a show.
Right.
And like, that was like food for the soul. Like you even said,
well, that's what I texted him. You know? I was like, I need to get back out to local shows because if nothing else for my soul.
Yeah. And I think that's something to remember. And I'm even looking in our comments right now, our bin squad, we got Donna in here and she's saying that she's going through having that problem too. And it's like, just always remembering that, like, no, like going to a show and seeing bands and seeing friends and having that social part of it, that is, part of, that is the for you stuff.
Yeah.
Right. It starts to get easy to not remember that that's a for you thing,
mm-hmm.
and to think of it as like a obligation.
Right.
But it's not. It's never an obligation. We know that because we skip things sometimes,
right.
and we don't go. You know, like, you're not obligated. But when you go and you're around your friends and you're around people that are putting on a show and doing their thing and being around bands that are doing stuff when you don't have to at the time, and just in that energy of it, it feels great, and it's and it is fun, and it's a good time, and like, you know. If you're in a band and you play on stage, you started as an audience member. You should never not be an audience member.
Right.
And you, and it gets easy to only be audience members at your own shows.
Well, yeah, I think that's something that's always lost with some, like, a creative or, you know, a lot of wrestlers, you hear them talk about it where mm-hmm. it's like, their mind is never in the ring.
Right.
They're there, but they're not like, it's like, okay, well, I need to do something there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's, it's tough. It's tough sometimes to like make that separation.
Yeah.
Figure that stuff out.
Well, and I've even seen at times, it's like, there's almost a, I've seen it in wrestling for sure, talking to wrestlers. Like, if you, once you become a pro, so to speak, then if you are still a fan or you still act like a fan, there's like blowback to it.
Right. You're a mark.
Right. Like, oh, well, once you know how everything works, then you can't be a fan anymore. And it's like,
but at the end of the day,
I don't think that's true.
Being a fan is why you're there.
Exactly.
So stay a fan. I'm a fan of music.
Seeing all Rebel Nine's new songs and seeing them play these new songs and hearing them live, I'm a fan.
Yeah.
Because it's really good.
Yeah.
And then seeing Terrigenus is just how you say it. I have never said it out loud correctly until just now. I learned how to say it because DJ on stage said it and said, that's how you say it. and corrected. And I went, oh, man, I've been saying Terrigenus forever. But Terrigenus. seeing them and seeing them play stuff that they enjoy and hearing some cool stuff and watching them have a good time. And then seeing that there was a band before them that, oh, here's a note. Bands, if you are touring and you are playing a new area, and if you are the band I'm talking about was from Boston, a really good band, Prague, mostly instrumental, also had vocals on tracks, which was really cool if you think about like how you have to do that, because you got to be really on time because those vocals weren't from the top.
Right.
You know, but they said their name maybe once from on stage.
Oh, yeah.
And they had nothing with their name on it anywhere.
No merch.
No merch that I could see. So it was like, how are you, if somebody likes you, you know, and yeah, people get tired of like, people tell me I talk too much on stage and everything like that. But like, whether you like our show or you don't like our show, if it's the first time you came to see our show, you know our name.
Right.
By the time you leave, because our name's on the stage, we've got a lit up merch thing. And then I say it over and over and over again. We have QR codes so that if you try and take a photo of us, it's going to bastardize your phone and send you to our stuff.
Yeah.
Like that's the job. That's the job part of it is, if you want people to like know who you are and contact you and follow you, you got to ask them to and show them how. So I think that was for a band that's really good. And guys that are really smart, they're all Berkeley guys. Like the fact that I only heard your name once when you were on stage and then there was nothing with it on it. I think that was a missed opportunity for those guys, which is unfortunate because I think you really need to do that. So for anybody that's listening that is in a band, whether it's a older band, younger band, new band, old band, or you just know someone in a band, if you notice that they're not doing that, let them know they need to do that.
Yeah.
That's super important.
Name recognition is number one.
Yeah. I do see... So Donna's bringing up like trying to see everyone that she wanted this weekend and missed one and stuff and pushed for all the others. And that's tough. Yeah. I don't know how to help you there. Like it's tough when everybody's on the same weekend and trying to run around and everything, but just know, I can tell you that, I wasn't even in one of the bands that you were going to see, but, I guarantee you that the bands that you did go see appreciated that you did that. And I appreciated getting the chance to see you, which was great. If you hadn't have made the trip to go see Rebel Nine, I wouldn't have gotten to see you. So I'm happy that you did that too. Like it makes a difference. Your effort does make a difference and it really does. And it's appreciated and the fans appreciate it. So it can be tough sometimes and don't feel like you have to do things all the time, you know, again, no obligation, but like, man, support is everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Sure. What do you say we dig into one of these?
Yeah, so here's what we have. We have the spicy dragon fruit lemonade, three pepper chili blend and pieces of real fruit shaken with lemonade. And then the other one is spicy strawberry lemonade, which is just spicy, same thing.
Right.
But no fruit.
So Starbucks is going into the spice game.
Yes.
Which is interesting. That's very interesting to me.
Well, and I've seen spicy lemonades at places more. It's like a trend that's kind of that's kind of happening.
I think it's
built off of like the, because we've also seen spicy margaritas become those are bigger and bigger
for a long
time. But they're getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Like the jalapeno margarita has been around for a long, long time. So for me, I don't necessarily.
So I don't know which one of these you want to hit first.
Whatever, man. I'm excited. I'm excited to try them.
Let's see here.
I'm excited to try them.
So you take that, and then we'll do the opposite.
So this is the strawberry.
I'll make sure you get some goo from this one.
It smells nice. It smells very nice. I like spicy. I like lemonade. I like strawberries. I'm all for this.
Here's a lid if you want it.
It's got a little. Yes. Yeah. No, you get it all over scary.
Got it all over scary.
Luckily, I think it's all condensation.
Yeah, I believe it is.
So we're gonna go with the strawberry. So the
strawberry first.
I would bet that this is great with tequila.
I bet it is too.
So. I'm just throwing that out there. So I did tell Jimmy this the other day. That Pepper X last dab that we had.
Yeah.
That's in my like normal repertoire of things
that I eat. You're dead inside. You're not dead inside. Your insides are dead.
Yeah. So
that's more correct.
I enjoy them. I enjoy it. So for this to be said to be spicy,
it's not at all.
It's not at all.
I tell you what,
I will say that it is very tart.
It's very tart, and there is a little bit of prickliness in it that I'm guessing is the pepper reaction. A very little bit of like.
On the back of the throat.
Yeah. It's not like pins and needles, but it's like.
No, you know what? Like, my problem is I've had, with the seasons changing, I have had a little bit of allergies and stuff. So
me too. Yeah.
So if you're not paying attention, you don't necessarily feel it because it's just something you just feel.
Right. All day
on the regular. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I did notice that when I did take a sip. And like I said, I think that would be great with tequila.
Yeah. I love strawberry lemonade. I love lemonades in general. Lemonades, I think they're great. I love sour. I love tart. You're going to add some heat to it. I'm all in. I'm for it. This is pretty delicious. I wouldn't say it's got heat. Let's try it with a little Jameson. Yeah.
What's up, buddy?
Ew. I know it's cold.
Indeed.
So you want to get the sweaters going.
No. I reject that, and I'll tell you why.
Why would you do that?
Well, you don't put gloves on furry hands, do you?
Well, no.
No, you don't. So you know what? I like to keep my beanbag clean like my palms.
Yes.
That's right.
The Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra is out now. It's got the skin-safe technology you used to. It's got the LED light like you used to. But this one, it's got the foil blade.
Oh, my God, the foil blade. It's nice for the crevasse.
Exactly. So it, hooks up your nether regions.
Goes right up the Mississippi on the one side and the Rio Grande on the other side.
Exactly. So go to manscaped.com, use the promo code BACONPOD for 20% off plus free shipping.
Yeah, indeed.
And it's not even just for this, right?
No, it's for anything on there.
Exactly. Especially
our favorite,
the crop mops, the ball and butt wipes. If you see us, we always give them out.
We'll hand them to you.
Exactly.
They'll
but
be in the package. It's okay.
If you don't see us, manscaped.com, promo code BACONPOD, 20% off of those bad boys.
Free shipping.
Mm-hmm. And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon? I'm getting pretty excited because it's almost time to grill.
It's always time to grill. You know why?
I know.
Because I use grillyourassoff.com. All their stuff is fucking fantastic.
Well, I will say you don't even have to grill outside, even though you do all year round. I don't all year round, but I use all their stuff inside as well.
Yes, exactly.
So I still get the flavors.
Exactly. Everything from their seasoning to their sauces to their hot sauces. And you know what? They also provide delicious snacks.
They do. We actually tried some on the show. We got some cowboy-style beef jerky right here. Their jerky is really, really good.
It's really flavorful, really delicious. And you can have your own. If you go to grillyourassoff.com,
indeed.
If you go to grillyourassoff.com, use a promo code BACON, and you get 10% off your entire order.
Nice.
And not only will you be helping us out, but you'll be helping out veterans and first responders.
Yeah.
Because this company is veteran-owned, and it's super badass, and we love these guys. Almost a day one sponsor with this show.
That's true.
And we are going to support them forever. Super
cool
guys.
Check out their site. Check it out. Taste the freedom. If you don't know what you want to get, go ahead and use their product finder quiz.
Yes.
Set yourself up. Figure something out right now over at GrayerAssOff.com.
And always remember to ask yourself,
what's your bacon?
What's your bacon?
Or what's on your bacon?
Bunker bacon bourbon barbecue sauce. Yeah. That's what's up.
Just kind of kills the flavor.
Yeah, it kills the tartness.
Yeah. Washes it out too much.
We're in too much of a habit to call it Jameson.
That's true.
We're diversifying a bit.
Yes. Whiskey.
Irish.
Irish whiskey.
Yeah. Because today we're doing some tealings.
Yes, tealings. Little tealings today.
But yeah, it is. I couldn't do these regularly because it's very sugary.
See, I don't feel, which is funny because Donna just asked if it's sugary, and I thought G was actually saying I would love for you to drink the hot Starbucks stuff, but that's what we're currently.
No. She wants us to do the hot ones. Yeah, I would do the hot. Like,
I would do that. Listen, yeah.
They want to bring us on the show. I'll house those wings.
I'm fine with it.
Also, I eat the last dab right now.
Yeah,
so.
Crazy. So Donna says she's got to try it. Is it sugary? I don't feel like it's super sugary. It's sugary for sure, but it's not like, it doesn't taste like, when I think of sugary, I think like when you have the powdered lemonade and you put so much okay. in it that it's like so sweet.
You know what? And I think I have a pretty... I have a pretty like.
It's more tart than sugar.
I will give you that. My problem is that I drink water.
Yeah.
Like 99% of the time.
And you drink black coffee.
And black coffee.
Yeah.
I don't.
So your sensitivity to sugar is going to be. It's going to hit you a lot harder than.
I don't really drink soda. Like I'll drink soda when the coffee sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And I have like a little bit of coffee and I'm like, I can't drink this. Right. I'll have a soda in the middle of the day.
Right.
But other than that, I really don't drink sugary drinks.
Right. And I do like, if I make a chai, I'm putting vanilla almond milk in it because that's the only kind of almond milk I have. You know, when I do a cold brew or something, I'll put either vanilla almond milk or a little bit of chocolate almond milk in it. That's where my sweet comes from. So I wouldn't call them sweet drinks, but they are sweeter than, like if I drink I recently did like a sweet cream cold brew from Starbucks and I was like, wow, this is sweet.
Yeah.
Just because I haven't been drinking as many sweet things, but it didn't used to feel sweet to me. But I definitely, you know, because of the like chocolate almond milk and stuff like that. I have a sweeter.
It reminds me of sweet tarts.
Yeah.
So like I enjoy sweet tarts.
Yeah.
Every once in a
while.
I'm
a big fan of sweet
tarts.
But
like if you gave them to me every day, I wouldn't eat sweet tarts every day.
Yeah. And sometimes when I drink or eat something, it'll have that feeling. I'll be like, it's making me feel like I just ate a bunch of sweet tarts.
Yeah.
You know?
I could taste the flavor of the pepper though. The last
me too.
Bit that I just had.
Me too.
Like grab the bottom. I don't know if you got the bottom of this. You might get it more on this one.
Maybe, yeah.
Because of the sediment falling.
Right, because I'll have the bottom of it.
Because there was definitely some sediment down here. And I ain't mad at it.
Nice. All right. Well, this is the dragon fruit.
Okay.
I'm guessing that the dragon fruit is going to be more tart than the strawberry.
I mean, right off the bat, I don't smell that. But maybe it's because I have the ice in there.
I definitely smell. I mean, if you want to smell.
No, I smell it. It doesn't smell too far off, but it doesn't smell as tart.
right
off the bat. So, okay, cheers, bud.
Let's do it.
No, it's not as tart.
It's not. It's more berry flavored.
I like that. I like that
a lot too. It's less sweet too.
It is less sweet. It's much less sweet. Oh, and there's that.
And there's the little kick at the end, and the addition of the fruit is welcome.
Yes.
I actually want to pour this over my ice. I'm going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's very good.
Make sure that this is gone.
Yeah, no, that's better. That's better than this.
Yeah, I like this one. I like this one better. And the little fruits are...
Yeah, I like
nice.
Fruit. I like dragon fruit.
Definitely a fan of that one.
Death Bird in the chat saying, when I worked for Starbucks, I hated making that god-awful drink because the berries stay in your clothes.
Yep.
I love making beet salad.
Berries also stay. Beets stain everything.
Beets stain your skin.
Yeah.
And your cutting board.
And the counter and the cutting board.
And the counter. And the knives.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But roasted beets, excellent. My mom makes roasted beets with like walnuts.
Yeah.
So good, man.
So in my beet salad, I put candied walnuts.
Mm, nice.
I make them.
Good,
I make the
good
candied
crunchy
walnuts.
Addition.
Mm. Something that we do want to talk about real quick is the coming weeks here on the show. So Jimmy and I, we have a bunch of travel coming up besides together.
Yeah.
Separately,
it's just a busy travel couple of weeks, yeah.
Right. So we will be going to once a week.
Yes.
We are going to be going to once a week for at least a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if it's going to be permanent. We don't know if it's going to be temporary.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
We're just gonna try to see how it goes.
See what happens with the numbers. I mean, maybe more people listen because they don't have as much coming out from us.
Sure.
You know, maybe that makes a difference.
But yeah, we're gonna go to once a month for just a little while.
Once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Wow. Sorry.
Now, when we do have a guest, we will still have 7 questions before the guest. So yeah. that'll be
a twice.
Twice a week when there is a guest.
But we do plan on doing some shows that are just us. We want to do some shows that are a little bit evergreen. Mm-hmm. In nature, where if you were to pop in. We might put some stuff in the can over the next few weeks when we're able to get together. We'll put some stuff in the can and it'd be like, okay, well, you can put that out in 3 weeks or 5 weeks or
these
7 weeks.
The discussions have tended to be tried to be at least a little bit more topical. Mm-hmm. But even lately, we've gotten into more of just like topical has been, here's how I'm feeling right now today.
Yeah.
You know, about like whatever I happen to be thinking about.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see how it goes. We always want to hear from you guys, especially our patrons, but everybody, like if you like something that we do, if you don't like something that we do, if you want, like, if you're like, oh man, too many, just you two more interviews.
Yeah.
Let us know. If you're like, no, we love the episodes with just you guys. Let us know.
Yeah.
We're always in a state of trying to make this show better.
Bigger, better,
yeah.
Better.
Yeah.
That was a WrestleMania or a SummerSlam.
Higher, thing. Further, faster.
Right?
Yeah, that was a WrestleMania.
Was it a SummerSlam? Might have been a SummerSlam.
It might have just been a WWE thing. It
might have been Great Balls of Fire.
Who could have been Great Balls of Fire.
No, there was only one of those. They stopped that immediately. They were like, no, this is a bad idea.
Right.
They were right. It was a bad idea.
It was a bad idea.
It was a very bad idea. So
I don't know if they could have gotten a worse idea. Unless they were like the Great Ball Fire.
Mm. Or my balls are on fire.
Right. Fireballs.
Mm.
That would have probably been better.
Only if Sheamus headlined.
Yeah. But they could probably get the whiskey to sponsor. That horrible, horrible whiskey.
What's up with that? Like, they can sell that in 7-Eleven because it's a liqueur.
Right. Well, I mean...
So it ain't really whiskey.
Outside of New York, you can sell anything in 7-Eleven.
Like no,
in Indiana, you can buy booze.
There's only certain states.
I like CVS and stuff.
No, no, there's only certain states that do that.
Yeah.
New York is not one of them.
No,
it's not. Connecticut is not one. Like the tri-state area,
yeah,
you can't really do that. Jersey. Pennsylvania, I don't think you can do either.
No? They sell it at like Walmart and stuff though, right?
No. No.
You sure?
And Florida stopped. Now, what Florida does... Well,
Florida's doing a lot of stopping right now. They're doing a lot of...
What Florida does is they'll go, hey, you can't buy your liquor at CVS anymore.
Right.
Guess what we got on the side over there? A little door that you have to go into CVS to access.
Right.
With a small liquor store. And you just have to set it...
Florida's trying to shut down spring break.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Why? That's like Disney...
Well, because bars and restaurants. And we were actually having somewhat of a conversation about this.
We got a whiskey taste.
Further north, the band that we just interviewed.
Does that no favors?
No. No, that does. That leaves a horrible aftertaste.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a.
I really like this, though.
That's like.
I really like this. Putrid.
Yeah, no, it's putrid. Like it's like it's you awful. It's like you went into like an old woman's house and you decided to try and find all the real plants versus the plastic ones by licking the leaves. That's what it tastes like for me right now.
The plastic one was she like had a bottle, like a spray bottle with potpourri.
Right.
Just sitting there for
remnants
three
of it on
for
there?
3 years.
Yeah.
And then they sprayed that plastic plant. And
yeah.
They licked it and was like, blah.
That's like, oh, that one's not real.
But as you were saying.
But we were talking about VFW hall shows and how they got shut down because the kids that were going there stopped going and just having a good time and started going and punching holes in the wall and ripping up seats and all that kind of stuff. Well, a lot of bar owners in Florida are having problems because after spring break, their bars are destroyed because people are breaking windows and pulling down fixtures off the walls and tearing up the place. Because I don't know, I guess a bunch of drunk chads are going in there and trying to just...
If there's a bunch of drunk chads at whatever college town you go to.
But chads seem to be getting douchier. I don't know. Let us know in the comments. Are chads getting douchier?
I don't agree at all with that. Because
the chads are getting douchier?
Oh, no. I agree with that. But like, Florida just going, oh, wait, they're being dicks. We need to... It's like...
Well, they're putting in more rules. You can't have booze on the beach. You can't have... it's like new rules as to where you can have drinks, where you can smoke, where you cannot smoke, tighter rules on a lot of that.
Maybe I'm like desensitized because we live in New York.
Possibly.
But yeah, like to me, that's like, well, Florida, you brought this on yourself. You're the second chance state for a reason.
Right.
You know,
right,
like,
right.
There's a reason why people watch your 5 o'clock news for entertainment purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, cool. You're wisening up. Like, okay, you can't be fucked up on the beach. Okay.
Right. Surprise.
Okay. Cool.
Surprise. That wasn't a good thing when you were.
Don't be drunk and awful in public. Okay.
Right.
Cool. Who created that culture? You did, because you wanted tourists and you wanted people to come down and mm-hmm. you go, hey, you could be a scumbag here. Go
but
for
see,
it.
I don't know though, because like I've gone to Florida during spring break and went to all the bars and it was crazy busy and lots of crazy stuff happening. But we'd go back the next night and the bar wasn't torn up and nobody the lights weren't broken and the, you know what I mean? Like
yeah.
It wasn't that type of stuff wasn't really happening. I don't know what changed or where it became like, oh, now we destroy property that isn't ours. You know, instead of appreciating that we can be somewhere and have a good time. Like, good time became like, oh man, I want to take this chair that's bolted into the ground
right
with me down the street and then leave it somewhere else or throw it on a car.
Yeah.
I don't understand where that came from or why that's a thing, you know?
I am actually, this is for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I have a screenshot going on here. And okay. I don't mean to derail what you're talking about here, but I wanted to screenshot this here because Donna, question for later.
Okay. What do we have?
It's a question for now or a later date. I struggle with getting started with things I want to do or create because of feeling it isn't good enough or fear of failure.
Right.
Fear of failure.
Maybe. He can't even say it. Right. But he did. And that's
how do I get past the blocks to just start messy and make improvements instead of stalling and having failure to launch? I want to do a full episode on that.
Yeah.
I want to do a full episode on that because that's something that we both struggle with that as well. Yeah. We've struggled with that, but I also don't struggle with that uh-huh. per se. I think getting started for me, super easy.
Right.
There's a certain point where I kind of go, well, okay, well, now I got to show this to everybody. Right? Where it's the problem.
Yeah.
But yeah, I want to, Donna, I don't want to push you off or anything,
mm-hmm.
but I think that warrants like a full on episode. So that's good. I screenshotted that.
I agree. I do want to address two things though, while we're here and while we're in it. One, looking at the chat from our Patreon, which we can see right now because our patrons are live with us. If you're just listening, if you listen to us on Wednesdays or whenever, our patrons every week are live with us while we're doing these discussions and drinks. And I will say that our chat room is incredibly supportive and awesome. Yeah. And I think that is badass. So thank you to you guys. We have the best people ever.
Agreed.
And I will say, before we do a full episode on this, which I agree, I think we should do, Don, I think because we've talked about it, we've had these kind of conversations, sometimes the hardest part is allowing it to be messy because you're thinking of your final goal and you're thinking of how you want to present it to people, and that feels like it's so far away from where you are at the moment that it just starts to feel overwhelming and you can't see what to do next because you're looking at the end. And I think the best way that has worked for me when it comes to like a goal is to have that end goal in sight, but always realizing that end goal is going to be there, but it's not fixed. And there's not only one way to get to it. So therefore, I have to focus on all the stuff that comes before it. And I have to do that in bite-sized pieces. That way you get that sense of accomplishment because you're achieving little things on the way. And you also have realistic views of what you should be looking at. Because saying, I need to, I'm going to fill this, if it's writing, I'm going to fill this page with ideas today. Fill that page with ideas, good or bad, doesn't matter. You don't have to have a finished product. You don't have to have a finished song. All you had to do was fill the page with ideas. And then you can go, okay, I'm going to organize these ideas. And then that's the next thing you do. And so you start organizing them and you get rid of things and you keep things and then the next day you do something small. And then it's like, let me start putting these in a song order or a book order or some kind of thing towards that final goal, but it's always kind of looking at what's right in front of you and tackling that. That helps me from getting stuck. And I've told you this, and I've told you this when it comes to like songwriting or creative writing in any way, I try and do two things at once and always have in the mind that one doesn't matter, and go like, here's my thing that matters. Here's my thing that doesn't matter at all. And I can just jerk around on it when I'm stuck here. And more often than not, I end up with a lot of ideas from this thing that doesn't matter because the pressure's off.
Yeah.
So those are just two quick things that
I could
at least kind of throw your way before we tackle it.
I want to do a full on episode about that.
I agree.
That's a great topic. Thank you, Donna.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be a good one.
I think so too.
Yeah. We could do that next time. Okay. Donna also did say that there seems to be very little lack of respect, or no, I think she means seems to be a big lack of respect.
Yes. Very little respect.
Very little respect
for others'
or
property.
A complete lack of respect for other people's property. And yeah, I think that's become more rampant. For sure.
Yeah.
And it, you know, I don't want to be old man yelling at the sky, but
it's the damn internet.
I don't know, man. I think it is. Maybe it is.
I think it is. I think it's the internet, and I think it's COVID. I think you had, because the people that are at the age right now of being able to go on spring break that are destroying things were, you're talking 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, how old were they 5 years ago? That's when they were 11 and 12.
Well, spring break is what? No, 13, spring break maybe? Is college.
No, it isn't.
Spring, people who are supposed to be going to spring break is right, but college. It's not high school.
I went when I was 17, 18. That's, spring break, you go to Florida. You jump in a car, you go to Florida. Not from New York, maybe, but.
Yeah, but 17, 18 is college.
17, 18 is like senior year of high school. 16, 17, 18.
I graduated high school at 17.
So 17.
But I graduated high school. I was in college.
So your senior year was 17. Did you go on spring break?
Oh, well, no.
Oh, well.
It's Sedell. No, I was trying to.
I was popular. I don't know.
I don't know
what to tell you.
I was trying to be a musician. I was an unpopular musician.
Me too. We played. We played the spring break.
Yeah. No, I played Deftones covers in high school.
I wasn't popular. By the way,
I play Deftones songs.
By the way, that's bullshit. College.
And
okay.
So no, I was not popular that way.
What's up, fam?
Yeah.
Bacon listeners, ever wanted to help out the show? Ever wanted to know a little bit more about what goes on behind the scenes here at
perhaps,
Bacon?
Perhaps keep these glasses a little bit fuller.
Mine's empty.
Yeah. Go over to patreon.com/baconismypodcast where you can get additional content, including tastings.
Yeah, you can get cooking shows.
You can get early ad-free shows.
That's right.
And at even the lowest tier, come participate with us every week in our discussion and drinks episode where we hang out with you, our BIM squad.
You're a part of the show. Join us, hang out, weigh in on everything that we're talking about, weigh in on everything, maybe be a part of the show.
Exactly.
It's happened.
Join the BIM squad.
Yeah.
Get your first week for free over at patreon.com/baconismapodcast.
What's up, bacon?
Hey, this is Casey Shearer.
And this is Ray.
Do you like pop culture?
We're pretty sure you do.
Then come on over and check us out at deluxeedition.show.
You will not be sorry. Or maybe you will be. I don't know.
All right, so I think that you have a whole generation of people that had those 3 or 4 years that they were kind of like, that were formative years in having experiences in public places.
Sure.
And they didn't have those.
Right.
Right. And then what did they do? They sat at home and they were online. And what were they watching? They were watching short videos of people being douchebags because that's what gets stuff online. People doing dumb stunts, people mm-hmm. breaking things, people playing pranks on each other, doing all that kind of stuff, which makes it feel like that's what everybody does.
Okay.
Right? So then they go and they go their first time and they're somewhere and they're out in public and they're drunk and they're with their friends and all their friends watch the same dumb videos and they're recreating the videos.
Yeah. Listen, man,
that's what I think. That's one thing that I think contributes to it.
I'm not going to say that Jackass came out and my buddies and I went into town dressed up as hockey players and beat the shit out of each other.
Yep.
Not going to say that didn't happen. I guess the stakes are higher too now with some of the stuff that happens. They're more elaborate production and pranks and mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So yeah, yeah.
Well, and here's the other thing that happened, I think, that I just thought of, is prices of everything went up. Prices of travel, prices of gas, mm. prices at restaurants, prices of excursions, prices of hotels. Everything went up and went out of reach of what would have been my tax bracket
right.
when I was a kid. Right? So who got to go? The wealthier kids. So now you've got all these kids that grew up wealthy.
Who don't have...
That didn't have jobs, that didn't work with normal people, that don't understand the value of things because these are people that, like, they get a car for their birthday and they wreck it and then they just get another one.
Right.
So you've got that also, because that's also being championed online as like the cool, this is what cool kids are. Cool kids are rich. So I think that's part of it too. There's a culture out there that thinks that you show how much you don't care about money and things by destroying things because you don't care because you're like, I'll pay for it. You know, or my dad will pay for it or my mom right. will pay for it. Stuff like that, possibly.
Hmm. Yeah, it makes sense. I mean,
I'm just pulling that out of my ass, but
no, it makes sense. It does make sense. I do find that that's it seems to be a little bit of the culture nowadays where I think my kids, we're trying to kind of teach them the value of a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I'm not saying that Mr. Beast is a terrible person or sucks or anything like that, but like they just watch these random videos and they're like, okay, well, if you lick the bottom of this duck's foot, I'll give you $1,000. And right. and they just perceive it as like, oh, well, it's just $1,000.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I saw a guy give someone that for licking a duck's foot the other day. It's like, yeah, well, that's not this family.
That's not
us.
$1,000 is a lot of fucking money.
Yeah. We got another comment from Donna. During that time on, there are many adults on TV that now resort to name-calling additions. Yeah, you're right. Just talking about just the current state of the world that we live in. There is a lot of... anger, name calling, looking down on others because
I'm sorry, I don't mean to step all
no,
over
go
you,
for
but
it.
Like I find it so weird that is such a, like, it's so prevalent nowadays when the world is so, when we've talked about it on the show,
yeah,
so sensitive.
Yeah.
Like it doesn't make sense. Does not make sense.
Well, everybody's in attack mode. Not even defense mode. You know, like defense mode would be people always justifying themselves. But it feels like nobody justifies themselves. Everybody just demonizes you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to justify why I act this way. You think this way and act this way and talk this way and believe these things and want to do this and want to do that. And every insult hurled is like, the worst possible thing, you know, like it's like, oh, this group of people, what's wrong with them? They're all pedophiles, you know, and it's like, Jesus, how did we get there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, this group of people, they just want genocide. And it's like, no. But those are the most, like, the insults that people are hurling are demonizing in the worst possible way. So if you think of other people as your enemy,
mm-hmm.
Or worse, you think of them as evil, then your actions to them don't have any repercussions because they don't matter. Because
mm-hmm.
what you're doing is just.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't respect evil people. Right. You shouldn't. But everybody's not evil. You know, like.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of that, too. There's a lot of this generalization that happens. And it's easy to act a certain way when you generalize instead of treating people or thinking of them as individuals and instead thinking of them as a group. You know, like, you don't see the bar owner that is paying for everything, that's paying a rent and
yeah.
putting everything in there for you to and having people work there. And you don't see the bartender that's having the
insurance
to deal with being yelled at by everybody. And, you know, like
cabaret license they pay for.
Yeah.
To have a freaking jukebox.
Right. If you have no concept of that and you just think that it's something that's there for you to use how you wish, then you don't have an appreciation for the person that their blood, sweat, and tears and money are going into it.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's easy to dismiss.
Sure. Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Fixing the world here, guys. On Bacon is my podcast.
Damn you, children.
Speaking of fixing the world.
We should go outside and yell at some clouds later.
We should. Let's dig into this box here. Let's dig into the box here. So we have a lot of things.
Yeah, wow, we are already pushing an hour.
Well, this is for the patrons.
Ah, right.
I think we started about 20-something minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
For that. I feel like we enjoyed that stuff.
We did. We did.
Allspice. Allspice.
I got my order from Allspice, by the way.
I got some chocolate with some scorpion pepper pecan. So we can do that.
Dark chocolate with caramelized pecans, scorpion pepper, and smoked sea salt.
And then I feel like we should do some sort of like fun other thing. You want to do this one?
Sure.
I don't know what it's Max.
We got to save the Guinness one for when.
Yeah, when Don is around.
When our Guinness buddy is around.
Yeah, yep. That's the plan. So this is in all of a another language. So it's a ghost pepper from Thailand.
Okay, I was gonna say this.
Yeah.
There's a ghost pepper sitting on the front of it.
It doesn't look like a ghost pepper.
No,
but maybe
it looks like a chili.
Yeah. So let's try some of this.
So we're doing two hot pepper things.
Yes. Yeah. You want to do this one or that one first?
Let's do the chip first.
Okay.
Savory before sweet.
Okay. So it smells like soy sauce.
It does smell like soy sauce. These are the thick ridges.
Which I'm cool with.
I like. Yeah, I don't hate that.
Okay. Let's try it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You taste the pepper.
Yeah. It tastes like a ramen packet was shaken in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting a little bit of the tongue burn from the pepper now.
Yeah.
But
I enjoy it though.
I don't think there's a lot of flavor going on. I'm missing that.
No, see, I taste the pepper. You can actually...
I don't get the fruitiness of a pepper.
When you get... See, it's not necessarily fruity. It's
Oh, wait. I did get more pepper on that one.
But it's like a peppery
yeah.
flavor. That's what I'm getting on these hot sauces now.
Okay.
That's why I'm like... When you get past
the... So you're refining your palate.
When you get past the spice of a Reaper,
mm-hmm.
you can... taste it and it's great.
You can appreciate the notes.
Yeah.
You're a pepper sommelier.
Sommelier, yeah. now my other favorite one of my recent favorites. Yeah, it's not even recent. It's been for a little while.
Well, you like scorpion pepper.
That's why I
which one is this one? Reaper? No,
it's a ghost pepper.
Ghost pepper.
Yeah. So this I'm excited about because I love scorpion pepper. But this is scorpion pepper. So it's dark chocolate with caramelized pecans.
Smells great.
And smoked sea salt.
Smells great.
Yeah, dark chocolate.
Yeah, it's just going wrong. Fantastic.
Mm.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
What am I tasting?
Well, I'm tasting dark chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tasting the sea salt. I'm tasting the smoke, for sure.
Yeah, so I think there might be a little too much salt.
And I'm tasting the pepper.
Yeah.
I'm tasting the pepper. So I guess scorpion pepper hits the top tip of my tongue.
Yeah.
Right? Whereas ghost is the back,
mm-hmm.
which is interesting.
I think it's too much salt.
Oh, see, I love the salt kind of makes everything else more intense, I think. I'm doing the test.
Oh. Mm. I don't.
No.
I think it's too much salt.
You think so? I don't know. I like the mix.
Hmm.
I taste everything distinctly.
I would like.
Still getting the burn. The tip of my tongue is burning.
Yeah.
Not in an unpleasant way.
No.
But in like a, there's that. Right. But I like the combination there. And now I'm really getting it on the exhale. I'm getting that smoky darkness of the pepper that's happening. It's like kind of filling my mouth.
Yeah, I like it. I like it. I think there's just too much salt.
I think that would be like make some chili and throw that in. And just let that be part of a chili would be like excellence even.
Yeah.
So
I was burning the tip of your tongue even pleasant at all.
So burning is probably the wrong word. It's so there are many things in life that create a tingling sensation. Mm-hmm. In different parts of your body.
Mm-hmm.
You could even say like pop rocks.
Right.
Creates a popping, tingling sensation. This is like that type of thing, but right up on the tip and more from, whereas pop rocks are creating it on the surface, this is coming from the inside out. Is that?
Yeah.
Accurate?
Yeah.
So it's kind of that thing. It's the same like a hot wing. You know, a hot wing is pleasant. It burns. It doesn't burn in a way that is harmful most of the time. But it tastes good, and that's part of the experience.
Okay. I did this one with the chocolate side down.
That's how I ate the last one.
I did it with the salt side down last time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, salt side down, you're just going to cover your tongue in salt.
It's a definite difference.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this.
Mm.
These, give or take, I could do with or without these.
Yeah, no, these are fine. These are fine. Well,
but this. Allspice, guys.
Culinarium.
Allspice Culinarium. Find it online.
Fantastic people.
I just ordered the maple bourbon balsamic vinegar, which is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't used it to cook with anything yet, but I literally had a teaspoon of it when I got it.
Of course.
I also got the Worcestershire sauce, which is incredible.
Yes.
The best Worcestershire sauce I've ever had. And I got their chili crisp, which you would love.
Okay.
Like, it's got a really good kick to it. It's got a really good smokiness to it. It's all pepper, mm-hmm. right? You really taste the pepper and that chili oil. Mm. So, like, it's really good.
I am going to make another order. I got this, and I got some popcorn for Jen with some popcorn seasonings, which, by the way,
I was going to say, did you try that?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, really good. Really, really good.
Awesome.
I actually took – so one was like a garlic herb. One was a cheddar. I put both of them on.
Mm.
And it was good.
Okay.
It was really good. It was like cheddar, but like earthy, a little earthy. I'm a fan. I'm a fan. So Allspice Culinarium, shout out to them. They do it right. They do it right. So –
I think I'm going to do some balsamic chicken thighs.
That'll be delicious.
With that
instant pot.
And I got some chopped meat, and I will either do burgers with some Worcestershire, or now that this idea came to me, it might be time to do a chili.
Yeah,
before it gets warm outside.
Yeah, I agree. Good call.
Yeah.
Good call,
Jim. It might have to be a thing.
We've covered a lot. In the coming weeks, yes, we will be going to one time a week, but we've got some good stuff. We're going to do this week. Next week, we got the band Further North, which is a lot of fun. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, they're very cool. That was a good conversation.
We have our we're going to be re-releasing. Now, this has only been on Patreon, so this is kind of a taste for you people who don't have the Patreon. We are going to have our Little Nitro tasting, which is... Yeah. Probably heralded as one of our favorite tasting episodes.
Yeah.
I do know a few people that have watched it multiple times because they laugh.
It's funny. Just, again, I was telling you, just going through to find clips.
Uh-huh.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
We were very drunk when we did it, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
another part.
Yeah, we used to do like, what? Three shows in a clip or four shows in a clip and just do a whole night and bank a bunch of stuff. And that was one of those nights that it was a long night.
Yeah. That was probably show four out of four.
Right.
Probably drank every show. And we used to drink more during the shows than we do now.
Yeah. We had way bigger pours than
bigger glasses. Yeah.
Yeah. We've slowing down at our old age.
Well, we're tightening up.
Tightening up, yeah. He thinks we were funny enough, but
we might have been.
We
might have been funnier. You guys let us know. Let us know if we were funnier before.
Tell us. Do we need to start drinking more?
Yeah, you guys need to be drunk more often. trying to drink less, trying to curse less on these things.
Yeah. We need to do a virtual swear jar.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got cash around them.
Well, see, I was thinking we do a virtual swear jar. Every time one of us curses, we throw it into... Like, maybe we'll make a Venmo that we're both attached to.
Right.
Right? And we put it in. And at the end of the month, we also tally. Whoever swore the least gets it.
Mm. I hate that idea.
I like that idea.
It sucks.
I curse a lot, too.
Bad idea. We'll see.
Or maybe whoever swore the least gets to decide where the money's spent on something for the show.
Okay. Deaf Bird thinks it's a great idea.
I think it's a
bad idea.
That's two.
Doesn't start yet, motherfucker.
Quit being lousy.
Sorry. I'll stop being a rapscallion.
Yeah, quit being a rapscallion, you Jezebel.
Jezebel. Only good old JR uses that for, like, Julia Hart. That Jezebel at ringside!
I love that word.
It's 80s.
Yeah, I love 80s that word.
Reference. 80s wrestling reference. It's unbelievable.
Great. Harlot.
Harlot.
Saucy tart.
Can't say that. Can't say that.
I can say that.
Saucy tart.
I can say whatever I want.
You could say whatever you want.
Yeah. I can look it right into the camera and I can go. How you like them apples?
Yes. Guys, this is a good place to end, right? This is a good place to end. Remember to come back every Monday.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be here. Maybe on Fridays too.
Yeah.
We're always going to talk about something fun. And we're always going to have a good time doing it.
We'll be here for you.
Yeah. And always remember to ask yourself one super important question.
What's your bacon?
For peace.